Greetings, my friend. The sound you just heard was that of a barn owl.
Well, welcome to Nature Corner, Bruce the Barn Owl.
Thank you, Uncle Bob. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Bruce, it's nice having you. Now, just in case the boys and girls have never seen you, would you mind telling them what a barn owl looks like?
I'm a big brown and white owl, about a foot tall, with a wingspan of 4 feet.
Bruce, I notice you have a few brown feathers decorating your face, sort of in a heart shape.
Yes, they're specially engineered feathers, Uncle Bob, very stiff ones, and they form a heart shape around my face.
Hey, real neat. Now, we'll study those super fantastic feathers in a few seconds, Bruce. But first, tell the boys and girls why you're called a barn owl.
I like to live in the big old barns, Uncle Bob, because that's where the mice hang out.
Mm-hmm. So you're a friend of the farmer.
Most certainly, Uncle Bob. He really respects me because I destroy lots of mean pests like rats and mice that would like to eat up his grain.
Are you nocturnal, Bruce?
Yes, I love the night. That's when I hunt for the mice and rats. During the day, I sleep.
Okay, but isn't it rather difficult to find a little gray mouse or rat on a dark night? I mean, wouldn't it be easier during the day?
No. It's easy as pie at night, Uncle Bob.
Well, you must have super good eyes, then.
Oh, they're wonderful, yes. Much more sensitive to light than humans' eyes, but I don't find that little mouse or rat with my eyes.
You don't? Boy, you've got my curiosity stirred up, Bruce. How do you locate that little gray mouse on a dark night?
With a marvelous set of ears that the Creator God gave me. Perhaps the greatest set of ears known to mankind.
Ears? Now, some boys and girls are saying, okay, Bruce the Barn Owl, prove that you use your ears and not your eyes to catch mice.
Very well. Scientists put me in a totally darkened room with 3 mice.
You couldn't see any of them?
No way. Nor could I smell them either.
Okay, but you could hear them.
Yes, perfectly. Their little feet made scampering noises on the floor.
And that noise told you exactly where they were?
Exactly. I glided down and picked one off at a time.
On a first try?
The first try, Uncle Bob. I had no failures.
And you pinpointed their location by the sound of their scampering feet?
Just to prove that I caught them by their sounds, the scientists then put another mouse in a sandbox.
Ooh, in a sandbox? I'll bet that was hard for you, because the little mouse's feet won't make noise in sand.
You're right, but the wad of paper did.
Wad of paper? What do you mean by that, Bruce?
The scientists made a paper ball and tied it to the tail of that mouse.
Oh, okay. And when that mouse dragged that little paper ball over the sand when he ran, it made a scraping sound.
You've got it. Remember now, it was totally dark.
Okay, I've got you, Bruce.
Immediately upon hearing that sound, I knew at once exactly where it was coming from.
And?
I flew down and clamped my claws around the paper ball.
You didn't catch the mouse?
No, because it wasn't making the noise. The paper ball was.
Okay, so that's proof how you locate the sounds and how you find the mice. Bruce the Barn Owl, the boys and girls want you to tell them how you pinpoint where that mouse sound is coming from on a totally dark night.
Uncle Bob, Christ the Creator designed my face to sink back into my skull.
Okay, I notice your eyes are set back into your head about an inch or so.
And notice that row of brown feathers going around my face?
Mm-hmm, yes, it's heart-shaped.
Well, that makes my face like 2 saucers.
Okay, 1 sunken saucer around your left eye?
And 1 around my right eye.
They look like 2 parabolic dish antennas.
That's exactly what they are, Uncle Bob.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. A parabolic dish antenna is meant to collect sound and radio waves.
You're right. And your 2 saucers around your eyes collect sounds?
They certainly do, Uncle Bob, and they're deadly accurate.
They must be. So you must pick up the mouse's sounds in these 2 saucers around your eyes, and each saucer then bounces the sound into your ears.
Yes, the right saucer channels the sound that it collects to my right ear, and the left saucer to the left ear.
All right. How does that help you pinpoint the direction of a mouse on a totally dark night?
Okay, both ears are important. If one is plugged up, I cannot find the mouse.
Bruce, is it possible that if the mouse is running to the left, Then your left saucer picks it up and sends that sound to your left ear?
Yes, Uncle Bob. Any sound that comes from the left of me is automatically picked up by my left saucer and sent to my left ear.
And any sound that comes from the right of you is picked up by your right saucer and channeled into your right ear?
You've got it. Now, if the sound is the same strength in both ears, the mouse is straight ahead. Mm-hmm. See?
I understand.
Now, these sounds go to my brain, Uncle Bob. And a little horizontal or sideways line is drawn in my brain.
Can you see this?
Yes, very, very clearly.
Even in total darkness? Whoa. So you know for sure if the mouse is going either to the left or the right of you as you're facing it.
I certainly do. And I also can tell if he's climbing up the barn wall or if he's going down the barn wall.
You mean your sound collectors also tell you vertical or up and down directions?
Yes, I can tell if he's going up and down. See, that's important because then my brain draws a vertical or up and down line right through that horizontal line.
And Bruce, where those two lines cross in your brain is where the mouse is.
Exactly where he is, Uncle Bob, exactly.
Boy, how does that work?
The intelligent Son of God, my Maker, made my right eye and saucer a tad bit higher than the left one.
You're right, Bruce. I just thought that was the way you were looking at me with your head tilted.
No, that's a very scientific design, so I can find how high or low the mouse is.
Okay, I see now. If the mouse is climbing up the barn wall, your right saucer, or higher one, picks up the loudest sound and sends it to your right ear.
Now, if the mouse is down on the floor, the sound is loudest in my left, or lower eye, saucer.
What if the sound is the same strength in both saucers?
Then the mouse is straight ahead. I'm pointing right at him where I'm looking.
And in your brain, a vertical line is drawn through the horizontal one?
Right. And the place where the vertical and horizontal lines come together, where they meet, is where the mouse is.
Incredible scientific design. Whoa. How long does all of this take you to figure out, Bruce?
Less than a half a second. My brain figures it out instantly when it gets the sounds, and it shows me where the mouse is, even though it's totally black in that barn.
Bruce, how do you know for sure that that sound is coming from a mouse?
I've learned mouse sounds, Uncle Bob. Oh. That part in my brain that memorized mouse sounds hears this sound now coming into my ears, and it says to me, Bruce, that's a mouse.
Yes, and you know what to do next, Bruce.
My brain tells my claws to open up and form in the shape of a mouse's body, and I'm on my way.
Gotcha.
And my claws never miss the mouse. They go right over his body perfectly.
Fantastic. And then the midnight snack has been served.
Really? Kids, you can see how scientific and complicated my body is. Long before scientists ever designed parabolic dish antennas to collect sound, the Son of God engineered and designed and built mine. See? Remember him while you're young. You'll never be sorry. Honest. Take it from me, Bruce the Barn Owl.